Welcome to the Lose Your Cravings podcast, taking a different approach to reducing your cravings once and for all with your host, Kisa Amaro, certified integrative health coach. Well, welcome back, my friends. I'm Kisa Amaro, and I help ambitious women manage their emotional eating and cravings without deprivation or complicated meal plans so they can show up fully in their life and their career. Okay, my friends, on to our topic for this episode. How do cravings affect your life? Now, we often want to just brush our cravings under the rug or shove them in the closet in hopes that they will just go away. But in this episode, I want to explore how our cravings really affect our lives. You've probably been ignoring your cravings and how they affect your life in hopes that they will just go away, right? And you don't realize how powerful your cravings are, even the ones that you are trying so hard to ignore, and how they affect so many areas of your life, not just what you eat, what you don't eat. But this, my friend, is not helping you whatsoever. And in fact, it is making your problem worse. When you avoid or resist your cravings, they just grow stronger and become more persistent until they finally, or you finally give in to them and eat the food. So let's take a curious look from a neutral perspective at how your cravings affect your life. Not just your eating habits, but how you show up and move throughout your life. So let's go through the day in the life of a person, might as well have been me at one point in my life, who struggles with cravings and body image issues. Okay, alarm goes off, snooze, don't want to get out of bed. Now, this might not have anything to do with cravings, I still snooze, but if you overeat the night before and went to bed late with a bloated stomach, you are not going to be feeling good at all. And you are not going to want to just hop out of bed. So you finally get out of bed, stomach bloated from overeating last night and feeling guilty for doing it. You thought you could use your willpower to just say no, but that didn't work. And you found yourself going back to the pantry over and over again until you were uncomfortably full. So you head to the shower, feeling awful about your body and wanting to disconnect from it. You do your shower routine, wishing the whole time that you hadn't overeaten last night and that you will have more willpower today and do better. You will be good. Time to get dressed, which you are already dreading because you know you are going to have to wear your fat clothes to help hide the bloat. You try on an outfit, but it just isn't fitting. So you take off the outfit and try another with an elastic waistband and baggy top. You look at yourself in the mirror and feel like a blob, but this might be the best it gets, and it's time to get moving so you can get to work on time. So you put on your face and do your hair, all with the reminder of last night's overeating escapades. And you start to think about what you are going to eat today. I'll eat less today since I ate so much yesterday. Fat-free yogurt for breakfast and a salad for lunch. And then I'll do the elliptical for 30 minutes after my body pump class to make up for the calories I ate last night. Then for dinner, I'll have chicken and broccoli. That should make up for last night. It's time to get the kids up and ready for school. You make them breakfast and try so hard not to eat any of their food because, let's face it, cereal is so much better than fat-free yogurt. The kids are ready and you grab your single serving of plain fat-free yogurt for breakfast and eat it in the car while dropping the kids off driving to work. At work, in your morning meeting, you sit in the back hoping no one will see you in your blob outfit. You think, once I get my cravings under control and lose this weight, I'll speak up in meetings, but for now, no one wants to hear what I have to say. So you sit in the back and just listen, even though you have some thoughts about the topic that would be valuable. but you just don't want to bring attention to yourself. So you keep your thoughts to yourself. While you're on your way back to your computer from the conference room, you pass the break room and a box of bagels and cream cheese that someone had brought in is sitting on the counter. You think about how delicious that would be to eat, but you tell yourself, no, that will throw me off of my diet and my plan, and that you can't have it, can't have that. You sit down at your computer to start on a project that you've been working on. One of your team members isn't pulling their weight and hasn't given you the data they were supposed to collect and share it with you. But you don't feel confident enough to ask them for the data, so you go ahead and find the data on your own, adding more work to your day. Your stomach starts to growl. It's only 10 a.m. and you still have another 2 hours until lunch, which you're counting down, where you get to enjoy your vegetable salad with vinegar as your dressing. Your mind starts thinking about those bagels in the break room, and you wonder if there are any left. Wonder if there are any left. But you distract yourself with work and find that missing data, but your brain keeps coming back to the bagels. And you start to think, maybe I'll just have half a bagel. That won't be that bad, right? I can do a little extra on the elliptical at the gym today. So you head to the break room and slice a bagel in half and add some cream cheese to it, just a little, right? You don't want too much fat. You eat the half a bagel, and then your brain is wanting more. Your brain is like, this is so good. I want more. And then you think, just have the other half. It's not that bad. Just this once. And then you can be better with your diet tomorrow. You use some willpower to say no to the other half and head back to your desk when you continue on your project. But that other half of the bagel keeps popping into your mind. And after a few attempts to resist and negotiations in your head, you find yourself back in the break room with the other half of the bagel in your hand. After you finish the bagel, you feel frustrated with yourself. You regret eating the second half, and in fact, regret eating the first half. I just can't control myself around bread, you think to yourself. And then you find another bagel in your hand and start eating it. Well, I already screwed up my diet, so I may as well keep going. After the second bagel, you head back to your desk to continue your project, but you are having a hard time concentrating. And then you start to get tired, but force yourself to stay awake. It's lunchtime and you eat your salad. May as well get some veggies in, you think. You force the salad down and then head back to your desk. Now the real guilt of eating not one but two bagels is flooding your mind, and you are planning your workout at the gym to make up for these extra calories. And you figure you don't need to eat dinner because you ate the bagels. I don't need to eat dinner. After work, you head to the gym and hit your body pump class and then stick to your guns and jump on the elliptical for 30 minutes to make up for those bagels. Really, you should probably do an hour, but you don't have time. You have to pick up your kids from activities and get home and get them dinner. Now, while making dinner, you really want some food, but you think about those bagels you ate earlier and remember that you need to make up for those calories. So you resist eating dinner with your family and you go do laundry and to take your mind off of the food and not be around it. Then it's time to clean up from dinner, homework, and bedtime routine with your kids. Once they are down, you finally have a moment to yourself. You are tired and worn down, and it's the end of the day. You just want to relax for a little bit, and you sit down on the couch with your significant other, and they bring some ice cream to have while watching your show. Nope. No ice cream for you. You aren't even going there. But food sounds so good, and truthfully, you're hungry. So you peruse the pantry inventory in your mind and remember the kids' cereal. So you pour yourself a bowl and proceed to eat it while watching TV. Then you realize the cereal is gone, but you still want more. You have a craving for more cereal, so you're pour yourself another bowl. You eat it And then luckily your show is over and you decide to go to bed. While getting ready for bed, you think about what you should eat in order to stay on track this time, because you vow that tomorrow will be different. You're obsessing about what you're going to eat tomorrow. Okay, that you will stick to your plan and not cave into your cravings. This is the day in the life of a person who struggles with cravings, body image, and relationship to food. This is exhausting, my friends. And as I was writing out this, I call it a realistic fiction, because let's face it, it was based on things that I've been through. And as I was going through bit by bit of a day in the life of somebody who struggles with cravings and body image, I was exhausted just writing about it, right? I was exhausted just thinking about back when my life was like this and going through a day like that. Now, what I want to share with you is that life doesn't have to be exhausting. It doesn't. As your coach, I'm here to share with you what's possible. What is possible for you? And I want you to know that you don't have to live like this. This doesn't have to be your day-to-day life. But you can have a life that is free of food drama and intense cravings. You can wake up in the morning without digestive issues or bloat from last night's food fest. You can feel connected to your body and have kindness towards it. You can have clothes in your closet that fit you no matter what, and that you feel good in, and they feel good on your body, and that don't make you feel like a blob. You can eat nourishing food that fills you up throughout the day, that doesn't have to fit into calories or macros. You can eat your favorite foods like bagels or ice cream without feeling guilty or a fear of overeating them. You can feel confident having your voice heard at work and in relationships. You don't have to work out to burn calories, but you can work out because it's fun and you feel good afterwards. You can stop obsessing about food and free up the energy and time for things that are more important to you, like your family or your friends or hobbies. You can eat the same food as your family, and you can eat with your family. You can eat more food throughout the day. You can manage your stress without using food. You can create comfort in your life without using food. This is what's possible for you, my friend. Now, I hope that you are starting to see how cravings affect your life. Not just your eating habits, but all aspects of your life, relationships, work, exercise, your body image, social events, focus at work, or focus on anything, really. And if you are ready for what's possible, ready to lose your cravings and feel in control around food, then I invite you to book a complimentary discovery session with me, and we can see what you are struggling with, what's possible, and how I can help get you there, because it is 100% completely possible. To book a call, just follow my calendar link in my show notes. Okay, my friends, this is all I have for you today. Join me for my next episode where I discuss whether restricting food will get you to reach your goals. You probably know the answer, but we're going to dive into it. It's going to be a good one. Until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye, y'all.